done.
Good and honorable servant.
You too.
Good evening. The City of Warwick Public Safety Committee comes to order at 6:30. I need one moment, please. First item of business is acceptance of the minutes from committee meeting held on May 6th. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the first claim in front of us, we're now on to PCR 5324 resolution relative to claims. First item is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on May 6th. We have a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The first claim in front of us tonight is Sophia DeLuca. And the all the paperwork is here. They were contacted. The recommendation is to deny. And the reason is paperwork not filed on a timely manner. We have any questions or comments from the committee? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank Sophia for attending this evening. We had spoken in advance of this meeting. I had gone over the paperwork and noticed that the notice was, in fact, appeared to have been sent into the finance department on April 16th. That is within 7 days of the date of the incident on April 9th. We can also see that that's evidenced by the fact that the finance paperwork was notarized that same date of April 16th. So I'm not certain exactly why the department was under the impression that it was not reported to the finance department within 1 week. There's also further evidence in that the AAA records are dated as requested and retrieved April 16th. Those also name the date of the incident as April 9th. And it's my experience that people don't randomly request the AAA records unless they've been told that they need to do that. Also, looking over the claim, it appears to me that all of the paperwork is in order here, including the affidavit and the two additional estimates, each of them being higher than the invoice. And beyond that, I did notice that there was one other comment by the department that it appeared that the photo was not, in fact, taken on at Kilford Street. Looking into that a little bit more, it looks like the department may have been looking over into the 300s of Kilford Street. Looks like there was a little bit of a mix-up. The photo of that pothole in question was taken over by the 400s of Kilford Street. And I checked that out myself on Google Maps, and it all lines up. So as far as my review indicates, it appears that everything is in order. But I would defer to members of the committee.
For the record, I appreciate the effort you have put. I'm being sincere and honest. I appreciate the effort you put in. Before I get to you, Miss, any members of the council, Councilman Lattiser. Excuse me, sir, 1 second. Any other members of the committee? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a question on this issue, but I don't have a question on this issue. I'd just like to make a comment that I think it would be very important for someone from the Department of Public Works to be here during these claims hearings so that we can ask questions of them and they can explain to us what their rationale and reasons are for making the decisions that they make. These claims a direct reflection from DPW. And I think that they should be in attendance during these claims. Thank you.
Sir, I will gladly reach out to the administration and discuss that with them. All right. Now, could you please identify yourself? And I have a question for you. So I'm assuming Sophia. Okay.
Yes, I'm Sophia DeLuca.
All right. Do you wish to add anything over and above what Councilman Ricks has already testified for you?
No, I think Councilman Ricks covered it, and thank you for doing that for me. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna defer to him for a recommendation. Are there any other members of the public to speak on this claim? Hearing none, seeing none. Councilman Ricks, could you please make a motion?
Recommend approve in the amount of $209.61.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Now, let me just explain the process to you. With a committee, we have voted for a recommendation of favorable action. This is going to go to the full council. Usually, they vote with our recommendation, but not every time. So it's up to you whether you'd like to stay and hear the vote or not. But I just wanted you to be aware. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All right, the second claim in front of us tonight is Roberta Farias. And the recommendation is to deny. Are there any questions or comments from the committee? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Chairman. Looking over.
Pardon me, my mic wasn't on. So, thank you, Chairman. Looking over this, I do see that the department recommends to deny, similarly based on the 7-day requirement. Or, pardon me, let's make sure that I'm on the correct one.
Farias.
Yes, oh, thank you. And yes, I see similarly the department recommends denial based on the 7 days. However, I see that the date of incident is reported as March 8th. I see that there's an indication by the claimant that notice was given on March 9th, the following date. And similarly to the last item, I see that AAA records were retrieved on March 11th, reflecting that AAA was out there on March 8th. Typically, people don't go and retrieve these records from AAA unless they're told by someone like the city to go ahead and do that. So based on that and based on all of the other paperwork, including the affidavit and the estimates all appearing to be in order, I would avert to the committee, but I see no reason to deny this one.
Thank you. Other members of the committee, other members of the council, other members of the public. The only testimony I will add is I'm going to agree with Councilman Ricks, because there was a conversation I had with the city clerk's office and then with the administration, and a member of the claimant's family did reach out to explain the snafu, not directly with me. I feel the conversations were legit, and for that reason, I would be looking for a motion to approve. So we're at that stage. Do we have a motion? Councilman Ricks. Oh, I did. I asked.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today's my 68th birthday. Did I forget to ask the public? I believe I did ask public. I'll do it again. Are there any members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action in the amount of $277.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The third claim in front of us tonight is for Cox Communication. And the recommendation is to deny, and the paperwork tells us that those wires were below required height. Do we have any comments from the committee? Yes, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I agree with the department on this one.
Any other members of the committee? Members of the council?
Just one thing.
Where?
Oh, I like how you look.
Councilman Sanapi.
You thought I was above you?
The only thing I'll add is that this is a common problem in parts of my ward too, where their lines are too low and trucks take them down. So Cox deserves to foot the bill for their improper installation.
Thank you, sir. Any members of the public to speak on this claim? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move to deny.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Public Safety Committee. Am I missing something? Back. I'm sorry. I put it in the bottom of the file. Here we are. My bad. Okay. I back. Oh, so we need a motion for the consent calendar. Do we have a motion? Yeah, it's just like the bids. We have to pass the consent calendar. Then we go to these two, I think.
I thought that that was covered because we did each three individually.
Okay, thank you. So now we're on to PCR 4524. All right, that is Michelle Clasby claim. It was held. Do we have any new comments from the committee? New comments from the council? Is there anyone from the public to speak on this? None. So we have a motion to deny. Do we have, is anyone making that motion? Do we have a motion? Councilman Ricks.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Second, PCR 45-24, Dan Corrigan claim. Same thing. Any new information from the committee? Any new information from the council? Mr. Sanapi. Councilman Sanapi.
Can this please be held until the August meeting? The reason being is that they've obtained estimates that exceed the cutoff. They're not here in our information, but I've spoken with the claimant's family, and they're going to attempt to go through the trust. And I'm requesting a hold just in case something short circuits. That way, there's an option to come back.
Okay. Could you give me a date, please?
Sure. August 19th.
We have a request for a motion to hold till August 19th. Do we have that motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The Public Safety Committee is adjourned at 6:42.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is the Intergovernmental Committee. And that can take place at this time.
I hate that man. Shoot me in my mic life.
Whatever it was. Oh my God. Who's in charge? That's you, call it.
I'll snap.
So where? Get him over here.
Anthony.
Mr. Sanapi, is that? It's Sanapi.
I called him.
I thought you said Vinny.
It is now 6:44, and the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of the minutes from the meeting on May 6th, 2024. Do I hear a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The first item on the agenda is PCR-50-24. A resolution requesting the city solicitor review, evaluate, and remedy any claims presented to the City Council of Warwick regarding bid 2024-265. Councilman Lattiser?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. So I docketed this resolution as a result of a recent bid item that we had on the calendar for a pickup truck. And to take a look back, this was approved and ordered in July of 2023 for this new pickup truck with a plow for DPW. And in July, the order was for a 2024 pickup truck. National Auto Fleet Group was the successful bidder, and they bid $55,824, which the city accepted and acknowledged in good faith. The vehicle never came in. And the answer that the city was provided was, oh, we don't have a vehicle. We can't fill the request. Well, I'm sure most of us, or some of us, go by places like Tasker Ford and Flood Ford, and we can go on with the Ford dealers that have hundreds of pickup trucks on their lot. And what is particularly concerning is National Auto Fleet Group said, oh, but by the way, if you place an order for a 2025 in July or in June, we can get that truck for you, but it's going to cost you more money. But we ended up having to go to Liberty Chevrolet and pay $60,402, which was almost $4,600 more than what National Auto Group bid, in which the city accepted. And the city placed the order in more than ample time. So for some reason, and you can draw your own conclusions, for some reason, National Auto Group decided that they could not provide us with the vehicle. While pickup trucks continued to fly off the lots, they continue to sell for more money, and we get whacked. We, the taxpayers, get whacked with an additional $4,600 for a new truck that should have been delivered to us as we agreed on. This isn't the first time that a vendor withdraws a bid for different reasons. We can't provide it, we can't get it, the number's wrong. And it seems as though this just goes on unchecked. This is something that, in my opinion, needs to start getting checked, and vendors need to be held to the task of providing us with what they make the commitment to. To just say, oh, we couldn't find a truck, 9 months later, 9 months later, is ridiculous. And it's even more concerning if we just allow that type of activity to occur without the city solicitor exploring his or her legal avenues for holding these vendors, in this particular case, holding this vendor accountable for a commitment that they made to the city and for what seems like a pretty flimsy excuse that we didn't have a truck. And that's what I'm respectfully requesting the committee to view with favorable action and send it over to the city solicitor to explore options that will guide us in this particular issue, as well as giving us guidance going forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
So, not a question, just a statement. But whenever we've had this come before us a few times where there's been an attempt to, via resolution, instruct an employee and or appointee of the mayor to engage in certain acts. And we traditionally voted them down on the a few reasons, one of which this not being the appropriate venue for that, but also we're not the right party. We don't have no authority to pretend to be able to force or even strongly suggest. My own thoughts would be that, at least how I would normally handle this, and this isn't a dig on you, Councilman Lattiser, because this is just personal preference. I would go through our own solicitor and request this, exactly what you did request, just privately, and then get feedback that way, just because from a legal perspective, this is not where we should be having this conversation. Because if the city does have a claim, we're endangering it by having this discussion, especially when we're potentially laying out the merits of it and whatnot. So for those reasons and many more, I will vote no on this. But I don't disagree with Councilman Lattiser from the perspective of this vendor, but based on the information available, left us holding the bag and cost us more money than we should have had to spend. I think that, from what I understand, that sounds correct. And I wouldn't be surprised if remedies are sought. It'd be interesting to know if they are and if how we normally handle this situation, whether or not there's a reputation issue or if we avoid doing that. But that's not something I would be comfortable discussing here for the obvious reasons.
Any other comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The second item on the agenda is PCR 54-24. A resolution requesting the General Assembly to review and consider adopting provisions of the Rhode Island Civil Rights Enforcement Act. Councilman Sinapi.
So many have no reason to even know about this, but the Rhode Island Supreme Court and the federal court have decided that the citizens of Rhode Island have no private right of action regarding the Rhode Island Constitution, and that it's not self-executing. Therefore, if your rights under the Rhode Island Constitution are violated, you cannot sue and remedy of that. And as someone who works in a law practice, often does civil rights, that was frequently a claim being made by our clients and many other people's clients. So this was an interesting thing to learn of. So all this proposed statute does is seek to give you the ability to enforce your rights, which you should have already had, and frankly, people thought they had up until recently. So it's nothing controversial or seeking to widen how much liability or anything. That's just something to resolve an issue that shouldn't have existed in the first place and was not intended to exist.
He's done.
Any other comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Do I hear a motion?
How about the public?
Any comments from the public? Do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It is now 6:54 p.m. and the Intergovernmental Committee is now adjourned.
The next committee is Public Properties, and that can take place at this time. Then we will start the council meeting after this last committee.
See you later, sir.
your sister. Are you on the mic?
I am.
Oh, me too.
I was like.
Your sister's a nice young lady.
Yes, she is.
I had to finish the thought. Anytime you're ready. Oh, he is. Yes, sir. Anytime you're ready.
All right.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 6:55 p.m. First up, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on May 6, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, first item on the agenda, PCO-3-24, order on the abandonment of a portion of Lakedale Drive, Gary White and Jean E. White, petitioner, Councilman Gebhardt, and this is for second passage.
So I'll reluctantly ask that the committee move favorable action on this. We had extensive, you want me to make the motion and then come back to me?
You can speak. Talk
on it first. We had extensive debate and discussion on this the last time we were up. City records show that there's a road going through the petitioner's home. The road very clearly does not go through the petitioner's home. The petitioner is simply looking to improve their property, to essentially build up over an existing garage. And the process they've had to go through is, you know, to have a survey, to hire an appraiser. They actually hired that appraiser, and then it turned out that the appraiser they hired was not on the certified list of appraisers, so they hired yet another appraiser. They got a fair market value appraisal for this piece of property, and now in order to move forward with their project, they are burdened with an additional $9,000 in cost on top of their project in order to, you know, abandon this portion of road, which appears to be where it belongs. However, our records show that the road is not, in fact, where the road should be. So this is probably a 100-year-old issue. I had hoped to make an amendment to this the first time we heard it, to adjust the amount of money that the petitioner would have to pay. I was informed by our legal counsel that that was not within the scope of our authority here on the City Council, which is unfortunate. But I do plan to continue to try to find an amicable resolution for the petitioner. However, I do know that at this time, you know, despite the kind of bad taste in their mouth from the process, you know, they really do want to make the improvements to their property. And so, as I said, I will reluctantly ask for second passage on this so that the resident can move forward with their project. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, members of the committee? Comments, members of the council? Comments, members of the public? And as this is up for second passage, and we had the public hearing at the time of the first passage, I would be looking for a motion for favorable action.
Can I ask a point of clarification to our solicitor? Yeah. Am I correct? When we first passaged this, it was to deny?
Nope.
It was favorable. Okay.
It was favorable as presented to the council was the recommendation, and therefore it's here for second passage to make it final.
So moved. Favorable.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second on the agenda, also for a second passage, we have PCO-4-24, sub A, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, 1009 Centerville LLC, applicant, 1009 Centerville Road, assessor's plat 241, lot 10. For recommendation, Councilman Snappy.
Request favorable action.
Thank you. Comment, members of the committee? Comment, Councilman Snappy or members of the council? Councilman Snappy.
Just one, because it's people were rightly confused. So the current building that's in that parking lot now for the vet clinic, another of the leases is Shake Shack. If you are facing the building from Cuisa's side, if you keep going left, that's where the new building is going to be that this concerns. So it's a building that doesn't currently exist. It's not Shake Shack.
Well, that's very good to hear. I know that when I saw something in the newspaper, or not the newspaper, but online news about right over by that location, something about Shake Shack, that was a little confusing to me for a moment. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So since the last meeting on this, I had taken an opportunity to revisit that site and try to get a clearer understanding of the location of the building, the proximity, and particularly important to me was how this traffic was going to flow in and out. In addition to that revisit of the site and having a conversation with Councilman Snappy in clearing up the traffic flow, I will be voting in favor of this on second passage. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments, members of the council? Any comment, members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Last on the agenda, item 3, PCR-40-24, a resolution in observance of Pride Month. So I'll speak briefly. I think that this is important for us as a city to recognize and to commemorate Pride Month. The resolution itself goes into a lot more detail as to the reasons why. But with that said, comment, members of this committee? Comment, members of the council? Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I thank you for docketing this, and I support this as well. And I do want to make mention that we did hear from the Warwick LGBTQ plus Pride Committee, who's also in support of this as well. I don't know if anyone is here from that organization this evening, but they did send a nice note thanking us for bringing this forward this evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And if any members of...
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor, please.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. And if I'm looking down the list... One, two, three. Yeah, I think that makes just about everyone a co-sponsor on this resolution. Let's see. If any members of the public wish to speak on this resolution, they may, of course, step forward. Comment, members of the public, on PCR 40-24, a resolution in observance of Pride Month. Hearing none, I'd look for a motion for favorable action.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There being no further business of this committee, the committee adjourns at 7:04 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will start the council meeting in a few minutes. Our guests have just arrived, and I'm just going to give the clerk and the council people a couple minutes to get ready. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I call the June 3rd, 2024 City Council meeting in order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister.
Here.
Mr. Foley. Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Howe.
Here.
Mr. Lattiser. Mr. McElroy.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis, will you please introduce our guests this evening that are going to lead us in the pledge?
Yes. We have the Warwick Police Explorers, also known as the Cadets, are here. And Officer Ryan Shevely's the leader, and he's going to lead. They're all going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then he'll explain a little bit about it. Yeah.
Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with
liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. We're going to have Officer Ryan Shevely. He's going to explain you a little of the program that the cadets do. And I know he has Officer Jim around. Yeah, here. So you can do it now.
Well, number one, thank you very much for allowing us to be here tonight. The last time I was at the podium in here, I think I had to answer for a municipal ticket that I got driving myself. Just kidding. Just a joke. We like to joke around about here. But thank you very much for having us here tonight. I've been the director of the Explorer program for this is my second season. This is actually our last class tonight before we graduate next Monday. And the cadets, the Explorers behind me, have their physical training test out later tonight at Norwood Boys and Girls Club. So this is the easy part for them tonight. But our program, we meet every Monday night, end of September to middle of June. Everything about police work, every aspect of police work, we teach them. We have people all the way from captains down to an officer who's been here maybe 1 year that all take turns teaching every element of police work you can imagine. From motor vehicle traffic stops, dealing with domestic violence, building clearing and room searching. This year, we've had a really great class. We've even had them out on the Marine Patrol boats with the WPD Marine Patrol a couple weeks ago, which was awesome. We've taken a field trip to the American Heritage Museum, which is all about the U.S. military history. And we even this past weekend got to take them to the WPD range and have them safely fire a couple different type of rifles. These are all new things that we didn't do last year either. So it's been a really great program, and I'm very happy to be a part of it and to lead it for however many years. We'll see. But at this point, I'm going to allow each one of them to just come up. They're going to state their name, their age, how long they've been in the program, and one of their favorite things about the program. And then we'll be on our way and allow you to, you know, carry on with your meeting. Thank you very much for having us here. So one at a time.
Good afternoon, council people. My name is Alex Mehta. This is my fifth year in the Warwick Police Explorers. I'm the class leader or class lieutenant. The best part about the Explorer program is the opportunity for me to lead these fabulous young men and women into the next stages of their life. Right now, I'm a college student. Most of them are in high school, soon to going into college. I have the ability to mentor them, help them through their time, and share some of my experience. Thank you very much for having us tonight.
Good evening, Council. I'm Charlotte Walker. I am 17 years old. I've been in the Explorer program for 3 years now. I am the class sergeant. And one of my favorite things, one of our favorite classes at the Explorers is the going on the marine boats, seeing all the navigation systems and how they patrol our waters.
Good evening, Council people. I am Matt Heon. I am 17 years old. I've been Explorer for 17 years. No, 3 years. 3 years. I'm 17 years old. One thing I did like about this program, it was shooting rifle at the workplace shooting range. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Melissa Norton. I am 20 years old. I've been an Explorer for 2 years. And one of my favorite parts about the Explorer program is working together with my team. Thank you.
Good evening, Council. My name is William Gabriel. I'm 16 years old. And my favorite thing about the work Explorer program is doing the rifle shooting. Thank you. That's all.
Good evening. My name is Vivian Montoya. I'm 16 years old. I've been an Explorer for 1 year now. And I have to say my favorite part about the program was the live fire that we got to participate in over the weekend. Thank you for having us.
Good evening, Council. My name is Josh Gabriel. This is my first year. My favorite thing about the Explorers is the Marine Patrol.
Good evening. My name is Elias Laporte. I'm 16 years old. This is my first year in the Explorer program and with many more to come. My personal favorite thing about the Explorers is firsthand experience in law enforcement and being able to do something I wanted and very passionate about doing in the future. Thank you.
Good evening, Council. My name is Zachary St. Hours. I am 15, and my favorite part about this program is all the events we get to take part in, such as the marching of the Gatsby Day Parade and the Rocky Point events. Thank you.
And once again, we just wanted to say thank you very much for having us here. This was a unique opportunity and very cool. And it's always great to have them do a little more public speaking. So thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you Saturday at the parade. Next up is general communications. This is the announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. First up, I'd like to congratulate and wish our colleague, Bill Foley, a happy birthday. He is working on his birthday this evening, so happy birthday. I also would like to congratulate and thank our Sergeant of Arms, Paul Wells. Paul has been a volunteer Sergeant of Arms for the City Council for the past 3 years. He has a new position. His kids are getting older, and softball is active, and so he's unable to continue serving with us. But I just want to thank him. He stepped up. Again, he volunteered his time. He attended every council meeting he could, special meetings he was here, contract meetings he was here. And he was a great presence here, helping residents that a lot of times it's the first time that they're at a council meeting. We were able to say, go see Paul. He'll be able to answer any questions you have. And he really did a great job. And he served our city. He's a retired Warwick police officer as well, retired from the Warwick Police Department, and continue to serve here. So I just want to thank Paul for his 3 years of service to the City Council. And so we are looking for a new Sergeant of Arms. If anyone is interested, please reach out to their council person. And we'd also love to get some students involved as well. Leah just left. It's too bad. I should have plugged it while she was here on the school committee. We'd love to get some the students to get involved and see what we do here on the City Council. Any other members of the council like to speak on general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to do a moment of silence, but to talk about Leah. Leah and I both serve on the board of directors for the cadets. So we see all the good things they do. But for a moment of silence, I'd like to have it for Mark Constantine. He's, you know, a well-known family. You know, Walter was the school committee chairman, I believe. But he just passed away recently. I believe the wake's tomorrow. He was 65. It's sad.
Thank you. We'll have a moment of silence. Thank you. Any other general communications for members of the council? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could request that my colleagues in this council and the members, as a history buff, but also, you know, someone who understands the challenges that, to become the country we are. June 6th, in 3 days, we will mark the 80th, which is amazing when you think of it, the 80th anniversary of the invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe. And, you know, looking back at the changes and, you know, the sacrifice that was made on that as we move, that's quite a milestone. And the fact that there are many Americans, there are over 100,000 World War II veterans still alive. I do respectfully request a moment of silence as we honor and remember the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. We'll have a moment of silence. Thank you. Any other council members on general communications? Okay, next up on the agenda is executive communications. There are none. So we move to A, which is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on May 6th. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Next up is the announcements of appointments. There are none. Number two is appointments requiring confirmations. There are none. So now we're on number three, which is a consent calendar. First up is PCR 52-24, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Bid 2024-418, 2023-427, 2024-470. 2024-471, 2025-053, 2022-021, 2024-427, 2024-130, 2025-032, 2024-292, 2025-031, 2025-033, 2025-028, 2024-474, 2024-480, 2024-439, 2024-436, 2024-467, 2024-469, 2025-034, 2025-045, 2024-446, 2025-048, 2024-450, 2025-051, 2024-210, 2024-454, 2024-479, 2024-478, 2023-012, 2024-298, and 2024-440. Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on the bid package, the bid package that was not discussed earlier this evening? Okay, number two is PCR 5324, resolution relative to claims. Committee report, Councilman Foley. For action, Councilman Foley.
Thank you. We have three bids.
You just got to move it again, and we'll get a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Ricks and Councilman McElroy. Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you. First one is PCR 53-24. Sophia DeLuca, the recommendation is to approve in the amount of $209.61. Second is Roberta Farias. Recommendation is to approve in the amount of $277. And the third, Cox Communication, and the recommendation is to deny.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Safety Committee? Okay, so the consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Is there any additional questions or comments on the consent calendar as a whole? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. Consent calendar passes. I believe one item has been removed from the consent calendar. Councilman Howe?
Yes, Mr. President. Bid 2024-341 Traffic Safety Camera Program has a PCR 55-2020, and that was recommended to hold till June 17th, 2024.
It's PCR 5524, correct?
Not yes, Mr. President. I apologize.
Okay, hold to June 17th. We're now moving to unfinished business on the council. First up is PCO 3-24 committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you. Second passage passes. Number two this evening is PCO 4-24 sub A committee report land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Request favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you. Second passage passes. Number three this evening is PCR 45-24 committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action to deny.
For action, recommended favorable action to deny. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action to deny.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to deny.
Thank you. Number four this evening is PCR 4624 committee report, public safety.
Motion to hold till 8/19.
Hold to August 19th. We're now moving on to new business. First up is PCR 37-24 committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on PCR 37-24 that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
6 yes, 3 no, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Number two this evening, PCR 38-24, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on PCR 38-24? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
6 yes, 3 no, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Number three this evening is PCR 39-24, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Questions or comments on PCR 39-24? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Six yes, three no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number four this evening is PCR 40-24, a committee report, community affairs.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. And I believe Councilman Lattiser is asked to be added as a co-sponsor on this. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number five this evening is PCR 50-24, committee report, intergovernmental.
Committee votes to deny.
Okay. Councilman McElroy, make the motion.
I move to deny.
Second by, so unfavorable action. Second by Councilman Foley. Questions or comments from members of the committee, from members of the council on PCR 5024?
I've already said what I had to say, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Lattiser. Any other questions or comments? Okay, it's been moved in second, so for unfavorable action, the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Seven yes, two no. Motion passes as unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Thank you. Number six this evening is PCR 5424, committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Second by Councilman Foley and Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments on this one that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor of moving to docket session, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now in the docket session.
Yes, I have one.
Surprise.
A resolution relative to claim of Oppen.
Ward 1, to docket. What do you have?
I'm sorry. Resolution relative to the claim of Oppen.
Public safety.
Thank you.
Ward 2, anything to docket?
Yes. This is a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a use agreement over a portion of what is essentially a paper street, a portion of Dover Road.
Public properties. Anything else, Councilman?
Nothing further.
Ward 3, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7, I have one neighborhood ARPA projects, Finance Committee. Ward 8, anything to docket?
Maybe one? No? Glare? No. Okay, none.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Thank you. There's no more business before the City Council. We are adjourned.